今日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音六章十六到二十七节。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of John, chapter 6, verses 16 to 27.
我哋会首先用广东话用启应嘅方式读，然后再用英文用启应嘅方式读。
We'll be reading this first, responsively in Cantonese, and then responsively in English.
约翰福音六章十六节。到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去。忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。耶稣对他们说：是我，不要怕。第二日，站在海那边的众人知道那里没有别的船，只有一只小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
John chapter 6. That evening, Jesus' disciples went down to the shore to wait for him. But as darkness fell and Jesus still hadn't come back, they got into the boat and headed across the lake toward Capernaum. Soon, a gale swept down upon them and the sea grew very rough. But he called out to them, "Don't be afraid, I am here." Then they were eager to let him into the boat. Immediately. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs.
May
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
今日程牧师的信息是叫做耶稣是谁。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Who is Jesus?
各位早晨。
The passage that you just read is a very familiar one to many of us.
咁对于我哋好多人嚟讲，今日所读嘅经文咧，应该好熟悉嘅。
It's about Jesus walking on the water in the midst of a terrible storm.
就系讲到耶稣喺呢个风暴里边喺海上面行走。
Now, if those of you familiar with the New Testament, you know the New Testament is filled with accounts of miracles that Jesus performed during the course of his ministry.
我哋都知道喺新約聖經裏邊講到喺耶穌嘅事工嘅裏邊好多嘅神蹟佢行出嚟。
Let me just briefly mention a few words about miracles.
咁我想講下關於神蹟嘅嘢。
You know, if there is a creator God, which Christians believe there is, and I certainly believe there is, there's nothing illogical about the possibility of miracles.
咁如果我哋相信有一位創造嘅神嘅時候，咁我哋好自然理所當然嘅應該會相信有神蹟嘅出現。
Because Christianity is not an irrational religion, it's rational.
基督教咧係一個理智嘅宗教嚟。
Because if God created everything out of nothing, then it's hardly a problem for him to rearrange a little bit here and there when he wants to.
因為如果神能夠從冇嘢嘅裏邊去創造任何嘢嘅時候，佢亦都可以係隨佢嘅心意去再次去將一啲嘢去改變調整。
If you're still not convinced that miracles can happen, miracles, you know, can occur because God exists, right?
我可以講神蹟可以出現，因為神係存在。
And of course, you can't prove that God exists, but you cannot prove that He does not exist.
咁你唔可以證明神存在，但系你都唔可以證明神唔存在。
And that's where faith comes in.
所以呢個就係信心嘅問題。
So the existence of God can neither demonstrably prove or disprove things, right?
咁我哋唔能夠係實在嘅去證明神嘅存在或者唔存在嘅時候。
And of course, many point to science, but science is equipped to test in the natural realm of things, right?
咁科學只係幫助我哋去驗證一啲自然界嘅存在嘅物體。
So science can't speak into this because it's not in the realm of the natural phenomenons, right?
咁所以科學唔能夠喺呢個範疇裏邊去印證神嘅出現與否。
Now, with that being said about miracles, let's get back to the text because the text is very important and it's what I want you to focus on.
咁我哋翻去今日所睇嘅經文。
The disciples, who are the close followers of the Lord Jesus, they decided to go from one town on the shore to the next town by the Sea of Galilee.
咁呢啲門徒咧就決定係喺呢個加利利海嘅一邊嘅岸上面嘅城鎮咧，就去到另一邊。
And as the narrative tells us, they went by boat.
咁佢哋係坐船過去嘅。
And then during their voyage, they came across a violent squall and storm, which suddenly came up upon the Sea of Galilee.
咁佢哋嘅旅程上面咧，突然间有个大风浪出现。
Now, if you know anything about geography in that area, you know that the Sea of Galilee is below sea level.
我哋知道加利利海系喺呢个海平面线嘅以下。
So hot air often sweeps in because there are, you know, kind of low-level mountains around there.
咁暖嘅空氣咧，好容易就係流入去呢個低洼嘅地方。
And of course, when that mixes hot and cold, right, then you have some turmoil, some bad weather.
咁當呢個冷空氣遇著呢個熱嘅空氣嘅時候咧，風暴就會出現。
So that region, the Sea of Galilee, is not uncommon where these squalls or violent storms popped up.
咁所以加利利海好多時咧，好容易就會有呢啲風暴出現。
But of course, the remarkable part of the story is Jesus, despite the storm, is walking on the water.
在这个故事里面神奇的地方就是说纵使有这个大风浪，耶稣在这个海上水面上面行走。
Now, whenever we come across a miracle of Jesus, we need to remember what the gospel writer John said at the end of the gospel.
当我们讲到这个耶稣的这个神迹的时候，我们要记得约翰福音最尾的时候，约翰讲到耶稣的神迹是怎么讲呢？
John says Jesus did many miracles.
约翰说耶稣行了很多的神迹。
But John and the other gospel writers chose specific miracles, not all of them, specific miracles to recall.
约翰和其他福音的作者，福音书的作者，他们只是揀一些的神迹去写下来。
In other words, they don't tell us all of the miracles of Jesus.
即係話佢冇咧將耶穌所有嘅神蹟都寫出嚟。
So why? Why the selectivity?
點解咧？點解佢哋揀一啲嘅神蹟寫出嚟咧？
Well, the gospel writers like John want to tell us foremost who Jesus is and why he came to earth.
他们想讲给我们听究竟耶稣是哪一个和为什么他要来到。
You see, you need to see, as you try to understand the text, that the miracles of Jesus don't just tell us that Jesus is a powerful God, though he is.
这个神迹给我们看到 不单止是耶稣基督是一个有能力的神。
They symbolize who Jesus is and the purpose.
他表征了
the purpose of his coming, the purpose of the incarnation.
代表了耶稣基督是哪一个和为什么他要来为什么他要道成肉身来到
Why does he have to put on human flesh? Why do he have to come born? Right? Why does he have to become poor?
为什么来到是一个很贫穷的一个人肉身这样来到呢
And so that's important for us to know, to truly understand why. Why these miraculous signs are recorded for us, for you and I even today, in the year 2023, to read.
所以你要很清楚明白在2023年为什么这些神迹记录下来给我们看到。
Now the miracles do display power and a miraculous power unheard of.
这些神迹没错是真的给我们看到一个很神奇的力量是
出来的。But in order to understand the text and understand overall what the Bible's message is, you have to understand that these miracles show us who Jesus is and why he cameHere and what to do.
我们要明白圣经所讲的就是我们要知道究竟耶稣是哪一个和为什么他要来到。
And so let's this morning consider a couple of things we can draw from the text about these miraculous signs displayed by Jesus.
在今天的早上我们可以从耶稣基督在这个神迹里面给我们看到几样东
西。And the key to understanding why Jesus did appear here, what was recorded, is happens in the previous chapter.
讲到耶稣基督在这里出现和所记载的东西我们要明白之前那一章讲到什么
And the text that you just read actually refers to what happened in John chapter 5.
我们刚刚看到的其实他讲的也都讲的《约翰福音》第五章里面所发生的事。
Right, because John told us about Jesus' miracle of feeding miraculously the 5,000 in the wilderness.
因为他讲到在这个旷野里面耶稣基督喂饱了五千人。
Right, if you're familiar with that miracle in John chapter 5, that's recorded for us, right? 5,000 families in the wilderness, Jesus takes what? Five loaves of bread and feeds them all.
耶稣用五个饼去将他们喂饱，有五千人。
And the people who saw this were very familiar with the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures.
咁当时的人看到这件事情，他们其实很清楚明白旧约圣经是讲什么。
And so they were mainly Jews practicing Judaism.
其实就是犹太人，他们是有行犹太教的犹太人。
And they heard and knew of someone who had miraculously fed a multitude in the wilderness before in those Old Testament scriptures. Do you know who?
他们都看过在旧约圣经里面讲到一个人去喂饱很多的人。是哪一个呢？
If you said Moses, you're right. They heard about Moses, right? The great leader.
就是摩西了。他们听过摩西行这些事，是一个很伟大的领袖。
And if you're familiar with Moses' story, again, Hollywood has shown Moses, right, in the movies, Moses led the Israelites out of bondage, out of slavery.
我们都知道摩西的故事是什么呢？就是引领以色列人离开他们为奴的地方。
By the way, Charlton Heston, who is starring as Moses in that movie, is a pretty good movie.
荷里活都拍过很多关于摩西的故事。
Moses led them out of oppression.
摩西将他们从这个压迫里面去释放出来。
He had fed a multitude miraculously in the wilderness. Moses did, right?
摩西就在旷野里面去能够用食物去喂饱这些人。
Now, right before their very eyes, this man Jesus does the same thing.
现在他们在他们眼前，耶稣基督是行了同一样的事情。
And as I have on slide 2 that you'll see in a moment,In verses 14 and 15, right before the verses we read in John chapter 6, right after that miraculous feeding of the 5,000, we read this. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
我们刚刚读过的圣经之前的两节十四和十五节，他们提到众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Do you see what the crowd was thinking?
你看到那帮人在想什么呢？
They say, wow, here's this Jesus, he's got incredible power, incomparable power.
他说哇，这个耶稣有很大的能力。
Here's this guy who's right before us who did what our great leader Moses did.
他做的事就好像我们以前那个伟大的领袖摩西所做的事一样。
Right now, we're under suppression in our own homeland, Judea. The Romans are oppressing us. They're occupying our land.
我们现在都是被这个罗马政府去压迫，他占据了我们的地，我们被压迫。
Since Jesus just fed 5,000 in the wilderness with only 5 loaves of bread, we need someone like him to deliver us. He needs to be the king.
耶稣用五个饼就喂饱了这5,000人，我们要有一个领袖好像他这样的，我们需要他成为我们的王。
And Jesus knew what the crowd was thinking.
耶稣知道这帮人在想什么。
And in response to that profound misunderstanding,of who he is and what he came to do. He sends disciples away and he goes off into the mountains.
咁耶稣点样面对佢哋呢种嘅误解呢？耶稣就係将门徒呢就差派去其他嘅地方，佢自己就去到山上边。
Now that's the setting around what's happening.
呢个就係嗰个故事嘅背景。
And most of the miracles Jesus does, John calls signs.
咁喺好多嘅耶稣所行的神迹，约翰都称佢为一个表征。
If you're familiar with the Gospel of John, he even numbers them. He says these miraculous sign number one, miraculous sign number two.
约翰咧甚至乎咧将佢哋咧系用数字去去逐一去记录。
But this obvious big miracle, he doesn't call a sign.
咁呢个咁大嘅奇迹，佢冇当写为一个表征
嘅记号。And Tim Keller in his sermon says this. I think.He says that this miracle of Jesus walking in the water needs to be connected with the previous one, the feeding of the 5,000.
咁天卿林牧师讲呢个信息嘅时候咧，佢话呢个嘅喺海上边行嘅神迹咧，要同之前喂饱五千人嘅神迹咧系联系一齐去睇。
And as you'll see on slide 3, the bread and the boat miracles together bring forth an important message for us today.
因为这个饼和这个船的上面海上面行的神迹呢，去加在一起给我们一个很重要的信息。
Or to put it another way, the walking on the water miracle supplements the feeding, the great miraculous miracle, the feeding of the 5,000 in the wilderness.
换句话讲，就是说耶稣在海上面行走的这个神迹是补充之前用饼去喂饱五千人这个神迹。
And what is that message?
那这个信息是什么呢？
Well, Jesus did not come primarily to deal with Israel's economic, political, and social problems as important as they were and as bad as they were back then.
咁耶稣嚟到个首要嘅目的，唔系要去对付、去应对以色列人嘅经济、政治或者系社会嘅问题。虽然呢啲问题都好严重。
If he had just come to be a king, and if they placed him on the throne politically, that's all he would ever have done, right?
如果他来到只是做一个王，还有他们去这样去从尊崇他为一个王的时候，他做的就只是这些东
西。He would have helped those people back then in that region of the world.
他只是会帮助那个地方的人。
But he wouldn't have helped us today.
但他不会帮到今天的我们。
Because if that happened, it'd just be an inspiring story. That's it.
因为如果是这样发生的时候，这个只不过是一个很好听的故事。
But no, Jesus came to give us what? The bread of heaven.
不是这样，耶稣来到是要给我们天上的粮。
That means he came to bring us eternal life.
就是说他来到要给永生我们。
He came to conquer sin, death and hell for us.
他来到要战胜罪、死亡和地狱。
Or to put it in a nutshell, he came to reconcile us to the living God.
他来到是要使我们同埋这个活神去复活。
And that is what we miss. That is the most fundamental problem and issue And we don't even know about it.
这个就是那个我们最基本最大的问题，我们甚至乎不知道我们有这个问题。
It doesn't really cross our mind when we read this text.
当我们读这个经文的时候，我们从没有想过会这样。
And I even think no matter who you are in this room, right now, you hardly know it.
我可以说在这个地方里面，没有一个人去知道这件事。
The Bible talks about the need for reconciliation.With God,
圣经讲到我们需要与神去复和。
There's an alienation we all have deep down in us. We are fighting God.
在我们的心里面，我们同神是有一个距离，我们不断的去敌挡神。
Now I know what some of you are thinking.
不知道你们想什么？
What are you talking about? I'm not fighting God. Wilson, what are you talking about?
可能你的心里面都说，啊，牧师人，我没有敌挡神啊。
Well,Very few people admit that they're really fighting God.
其實很少人會去承認自己去敵擋神嘅。
You know what non-religious people say? Those who don't believe? I'm not fighting God. I just don't believe in him. I'm not fighting him.
咁嗰啲唔信嘅人，佢哋話咩咧？佢哋話我冇敵擋神啦，我只不過唔信啫。
And then you know what religious people tell me? Oh, I'm absolutely not fighting God. I'm not alienated from God. I'm obeying him. I'm trying very hard. I'm trying very, very hard to be good.
咁有宗教信仰嘅人又讲咩咧？佢哋又会话：我冇敌挡神，我冇同神有距离，我只不过系尽量去做好啲。
But if you go to the New Testament in one of Paul's letters to the Romans, Paul says he tells us extensively what he's doing is deconstructing that premise of religion.
如果你睇翻罗马书嘅时候，我哋睇到保罗点样去解构呢啲宗教人士嘅信仰。
Let me explain. Paul says, you know, if you're trying to live a good life so that God has to bless you and take you to heaven, you're trying to control God.
保罗话：如果你尽量想过一个好嘅生活，去使到神要祝福你，将你引入去天堂嘅时候，你系控制紧神。
And when you try to control God, you're trying to be your own savior, your own king.Your own Lord.
如果你尝试去控制神的时候，你就是尝试紧要自己做自己的王，自己的主。
That, in other words, is fighting God.
这个其实不就是敌挡神咯。
And we're all resisting him in some way.
我们在某程度上，任何的方法，我们都是敌挡紧神。
Because in some way, we're telling God, hands off this part of my life. Just stay away. It's mine. Stay away.
因为我哋唔多唔少，我哋都同神讲啊，神啊，你唔好掂我呢生命呢部分嘅生命，你要保持一个距离。
So in one sense or another, you're hostile to God.
你对神系存住恶意嘅。
You're saying, "Get your hands off of this, God. This is mine."
你同神讲话，神啊，你嘅手唔好掂呢个部分，呢部分系属于我自己嘅，我要控制。
And you're finding all sorts of ways of getting rid of God's control over you.
你用不同的方法去使到神不能够控制你。
And we hide that. We hide the hostility that we have towards God. You know what we do? We're self-deceived.
我们也都将我们对神的敌意收收埋埋，我们去自己去欺骗自己。
You see, the Apostle Paul says your most fundamental problem is you're alienated from God.
保罗说你最基本的问题是什么呢？就是说你同神是你将神是拒之于外。
Your default mode of your existence, your human nature, is hostility towards God.
你的本质就是对神有恶意。
And therefore, you're out of relationship with God.
即是说你跟神没有这个关系。
And Jesus says, I've come into this place not just simply to help you with these economic, social, political problems.
耶稣说我来到不是只是要帮助你在这个地方上面的经济、政治和社会的问题。
Jesus says, you have to realize I'm here to deal with the problem of all problems.
耶稣说我来到你，我要解决这个最大的问题，最基本的问题。
Because all of our economic and social problems come from this main problem.
因为我们所有的经济问题、社会的问题、政治的问题，都是源于这个最大、最根本的问题。
And that problem, once again, as the Bible tells us throughout, is the problem of sin, death, and alienation from God.
嗰個最大嘅問題就係乜嘢咧？就係話嗰個罪、死亡同埋我哋將神去拒絕出去。
You and I are fighting God for control, control over our living, control over our lives.
我哋去同神好似有一個鬥爭，就係爭對我哋自己嘅生命嘅一個控制權。
And of course, that spills over to be hostile to others.
咁變咗，亦都係我哋同人有存住敵意嘅一個原因。
And obviously, that's true in this society that we're living in right now, right?
咁我哋喺而家活喺呢個社會上面，我哋好清楚嘅睇到。
You constantly hear, "Who are you to tell me how to live?"
我哋成日聽到話你係邊一個，你唔可以講我聽我點樣生活喎。
I know best. I know best for me. That's my business.
話我對自己我最清楚，呢啲係我嘅事，你唔需要嚟。
And so Jesus says, "I'm going to the cross for you, for that reason."
耶穌話我為咗呢個原因，我上呢個十字架嗰度。
My body is going to be broken. I'm the bread of life.
话我身体要被擘开，我系呢个生命嘅粮。
And my body is going to be broken on that cross so that you can be made whole.
我要喺十架上面，我身体被擘开，以致你系能够完全。
I'm going there to pay for your sin penalty because I'm innocent.
我系无辜嘅，但系我为咗你嘅罪咧，去付上呢个代价。
And I'm going to take away what you deserve.And I'm going to pay down your debt against God and others.
我为咗你敌挡神要付嗰个代价，我帮你付咗啦，我帮你还清呢个债。
And you'll see on slide 4, God needs to be reconciled to you, and we need to be reconciled to Him.
神要需要啊，使我哋同佢去复和，我哋依都要同佢复和。
And when our hearts are healed.We have a relationship, right? You know that. We're fellow human beings.
当我们的心是医好了的时候，我们都要跟他有一个关系。
And when there's healing, everything changes.
当有这个,
with our relationship, right, with God and others.
当有我们能够得到这个医治的时候，我们跟神的关系和跟其他人的关系也都会改变。
And that's a profound thing. And Jesus says, I've come to do that.
这个是一个很重要的事，耶稣说我来就是要做这件事。
You see, the problem is that bread miracle looked like Jesus had the power that can just be used to fit into our agenda.
那这个饼的这个神迹的问题就是什么呢？我们很容易就是说，我们能够用耶稣的神迹去代入去我们自己所想要的事。
Again, as I stated before, that's what the Israelites were thinking. They said, wow, look at this guy's great power.
当时以色列人谂嘅就系话，你睇下耶稣几大嘅能力。
We need a king, we need a Messiah, we need a political leader.
我哋需要一个王，我哋需要一个尼赛亚，我哋需要一个政治嘅领袖。
And Jesus puts his foot down and says, "No, you can't control me. I'm the bread of life."
但耶稣好清楚讲明就系话，你唔能够控制我，我系嗰个生命嘅粮。
So what does Jesus do?
耶稣做乜嘢咧？
How does he refute that complete misunderstanding of him and that desire to, in a sense, control him?
咁耶稣点样拒绝佢哋去控制佢，想使佢成为王咧？
Well, you and I just read it. There's a storm. That's what happens. There's a storm.
就系当时有个风暴啦。
And here's what verse 19 says. This is one of those passages in which we careful attention to the original passage.What we have is in Koine Greek.
咁睇第十九节，我哋都要留意呢个原本个原文啊，希利文所写嘅意思。
And remember, the followers of Jesus were out there in a fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, and then the storm pops up, right?
咁我头先读到就系话呢啲门徒喺个渔船上边，喺呢个加利利海上边，然后遇上呢个风暴。
And as you'll see on the next slide, slide 5, the Sea of Galilee is not a big place, but you can still sink and drown in it.
咁雖然加利利海唔係一個好大嘅地方，但係呢啲船咧都可以去沉嘅，同埋使人係遇溺。
And this is helpful to look at the other accounts because Mark and Matthew, the other gospel writers, also record this.
咁馬可福音同埋馬太福音亦都有記載呢件事情。
In fact, Mark and Matthew give a little bit of more details about Jesus walking on the water.
事實上，馬太同埋馬可記載嘅耶穌喺海上面行走嘅呢件事咧，係更加仔細。
there you see that the disciples are frantically rowing. They can't get very far, like 3 or 4 miles, it says in our text, right? They're frantically rowing, trying to get to the shore.
咁呢啲門徒咧，好努力咁樣去咧，去搖呢個桨，盡量咧去想係埋岸。
And those accounts tell us they're in trouble. They can't get to the land.
咁呢個聖佢哋嘅記載講到話，呢啲門徒咧係好難上可以去將呢個船咧靠岸。
So there's a threat to their very life. They might go under.
咁佢哋嘅生命咧，好似係遇上呢個好大危險，佢哋隨時咧都會去隻船咧會沉。
And here's the key in the Koine Greek in verse 19. When they had rolled about 3 or 4 miles, it says in our text, they saw Jesus approaching the boat. Here's the key, walking on the water.
咁十九節記載嘅話，門徒搖橋約行了十里多路，看見耶穌在海面上走。走呢個字係一個重點。
John deliberately in Koine Greek uses a Greek word. That's surprising to us because you know what it means? You know what the word he uses? It means the trend or the stroll.
咁約翰喺呢度寫呢段經文嘅時候，佢用嘅希臘文呢個字咧，對我哋嚟講係有啲驚訝嘅。佢個字係咩意思咧？
You know, have you ever seen a hurricane? You ever see how choppy the ocean or the shore is during a hurricane?
咁喺一個旋風嘅裏邊，喺呢個海，你知唔知個海浪係幾咁大咧？
You know, it's kind of like you think Jesus like is shrugging, slogging through, right? You know, because it's a big, these waves are pretty big, you know. He's strolling, he's sightseeing.
咁你可以想象，如果一个耶稣喺呢个咁大嘅风浪里边行嘅时候，你好可能会谂到耶稣好辛苦、艰辛咁样喺上边行。但系约翰用呢个字咧，系一个好舒适、好漫步嘅呢个走呢个字。
Connotation is we think, oh, the trudging, right? Jesus finally reaches the boat and says, I'm glad to see you guys, right? He doesn't say that.
咁耶稣嚟到，佢唔系话啊，好高兴见到你。耶稣唔系咁样讲。
He's strolling, treading, sightseeing.
佢系慢慢嘅行走，漫步嘅踏步，好似喺度观光咁样。
John is using a word. That usually means, oh, you stop, get out, look around, you know, oh, enjoy the scenery, and get back in.
咁耶穌約翰用嘅原文嗰個字其實就好似啊，你行去啊坐車啊，停低落嚟去睇下欣賞下周圍環境，跟住咧又上翻車，咁又去繼續行。
And John must be using that common word for a reason.
耶穌用呢個咁特別嘅字眼，一定係有個原因。
In fact, some of the other texts, the other Gospels that record this miracle indicate that too.
咁其他嘅福音書亦都係咁樣記載。
Jesus is casually, calmly strolling over the rough sea.
耶穌喺呢個風浪嘅海面上面，其實係好輕鬆咁樣行走。
You know, fierce storms are destructive. We know that from this past winter, right? We've seen it on television. You've seen the news, right? It does tremendous destruction.
咁喺新聞喺電視上面，我哋都知道一個好大嘅風暴係帶住好大嘅破壞力。
And you know what's frightening about a storm？
咁呢個風暴最可怕嘅地方係乜嘢咧
？There's nothing, nothing you can do to stop it. Nothing。
即係話你冇嘢可以做去停止呢個風暴。
And there are two places in the New Testament。Where Jesus is in the middle of one of these great storms, and he's surrounded by terrified people.
咁喺新約聖經裏邊提到兩個事件，就係耶穌喺呢個風暴嘅裏邊，而佢周圍嘅人咧亦都好驚怕。
One incident is a few chapters after this, John 9.
第一件事就係喺約翰福音第九章。
And Jesus speaks one word, and everything's calm.
耶穌講一個字，由所有嘅風浪都平靜落嚟。
The second is what you just read, John chapter 6, the casual strolling over the water to reach the terrified disciples in the boat.
而第二次就係我哋剛剛讀到耶穌輕鬆嘅喺海邊上面行走，去到呢個船上邊遇上嘅好驚嚇嘅門徒。
I hope you see what's going on. He has absolute power over the storm. The storm has no effect on him.
耶稣在这些风暴上面有绝对的控制权，这些风暴不能够影响他。
And you know what that means?
是什么意思呢？
Jesus isn't just the ultimate Moses.
耶稣不是只是那位最终的摩西。
He's the God of Moses.
他是摩西的神。
You'll see on slide 6 in the book of Job, there's a verse that recalls the Israelites miraculously passing through the Red Sea.
咁喺約伯記去記載咗以色列人去過紅海嘅事情。
Job 9:8, New International Version, He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea.
咁喺約伯記裏邊記載咗。他伸开他的手，然后他们在海上行走。
See, God miraculously led his people in the Old Testament, Israel, out of bondage, right? Out of slavery from the Egyptians through the waters. He parted the Red Sea, right?
神用奇迹去将这个以色列人从这个海里面去经过，是他将海分开，以致他们能够行走。
And Jesus, in our text, John 6, is deliberately saying to the crowd following him, I'm not just greater than Moses. I'm the God of Moses.
耶稣在这里所讲的就是说，我不单止是大过摩西，我是摩西的神。
I'm bringing this to your attention, he's saying to the crowd, because I'm the one who parted the Red Sea.
他说，我要你们看清楚，就是说，是我将这个红海分开。
I'm the one who has infinite power, says Jesus.
耶稣说，我是那位最有能力的，有无限的能力。
And you can't control me.
你不可以控制我。
For your own needs and ends.
你不可以为着你自己需要控制我。
That's what he's telling the crowd.
他就是这样去讲给这班人听。
That's what he's telling us.
这个就是他想讲给你听的。
You may not use me, says Jesus.
耶稣说，你不可以去利用我。
I'm not here simply to help you with your pedestrian problems.
我来到，我不是只是想要去帮助你现在所面对的问题。
I'm not here just to fit into your agenda of life.
我不是要去根据你生命那个所已定的议程去行走。
Certainly he cares because he does the miracles for a reason, right? He does to help people, right? He's helping the disciples. He saves them.
他行这些神迹是要帮助人，他要去救那些门徒，他是关心我们。
But he's also saying, I'm an uncontrollable force.
但他说，我不能够被你们控制的。
I'm the untamed Lord of the universe.
我是这个宇宙万有的主，是不能够被人去捆绑控制。
I give and sustain life. I take it.
我将这个生命去给人，我维系这个生命，并且我可以拿走这个生命。
I'd like to think about that.
我们想一想。
You practically apply that in your life.
他将这件事是实际的应用在你的生命里面。
How do we do that? That's the principle, right? You can't control the Lord. He is God. He is King.
我们不能够控制神，他是那个神，他是那个主，这个是实际的这个原则。
Well, there's many ways to apply it. I only have time to mention a few.
咁其实有好多方法应用嘅。
There's a danger. What some people call the prosperity gospel.
咁我哋成日听过这个成功嘅福音有一个危险喺里边。
For those who follow the prosperity gospel, it says I'm coming to God, but basically I'm coming to God expecting that when I'm right with God, bad things won't happen to me.
咁呢啲成功福音所讲嘅系乜嘢咧？话我嚟到神嗰度咧，咁我系要神咧去做一啲嘢，我系同神有一个关系嘅时候咧，神咧就唔会将呢啲唔好嘅嘢咧发生喺我身上边。
The storms that pop up in everyday life, right, which we all know about, it won't affect me.
我哋生命上边经常有风暴，但系呢啲人咧，成功福音就系话咧，呢啲嘢咧唔会影响我嘅。
Bad things aren't going to happen to me, says the prosperity gospel.
成功福音嘅所讲嘅就话坏嘅事咧唔会喺我身上发生。
In fact, I'm going to get rich.
同埋咧，我会好富裕。
I'm going to be healed. I'll be fine.
我会被医治，我会觉得好好。
Jesus is saying here, you can't make me a political king.
耶稣在这里说，你不可以使我成为一个领袖的，一个政治的王。
In fact, you can't use me to fill your own agenda.
你不可以用我去履行你那个，你所拟定的议程。
To achieve your ambitions in life.
你不可以使用我去实行你自己那个，生命上面的渴求所想。
In fact, if you scan the history of Christianity, you'll see when people try to politically make Christianity Jesus king or political leader, horrific things have happened, right? Like the Crusades.
我们睇翻历史，当人咧尝试将耶稣系成为一个政治嘅王嘅时候咧，坏嘅嘢就会发生，好似十字军呢件事情。
And things went bad to worse.During then,
咁喺嗰個時間，呢啲事情咧變得好糟、好差。
When kings said in the past, "We're a Christian nation. We're going to conquer the pagan countries and make everything Christian," you know what happened? Disaster.
咁呢啲人話啊，我哋係基督教嘅國家，我哋要去佔領、去攻佔其他唔係基督教嘅國家，去使到佢改變成為我哋嗰個信仰。又有啲乜嘢咧？就
horrible things happened. It's recorded in history.
就係咁樣，呢啲災難就會發生。
But let me qualify that a bit, because becoming a Christian does have amazing political implications.
我哋都要知道，成為一個基督徒，亦都有一個啊一個政治嘅方向會發生。
If you're reconciled to God, your identity changes, your relationship with God and yourself and others change.
因为当你同神复和嘅时候，你嘅身份转变，你同神同埋其他人嘅关系亦都会转变。
It leads to become an agent of peace, reconciliation, justice.
你要成为一个和平嘅使者，去要使人去复和，去亦都要履行公义。
Being a Christian changes the way you function in the world.
你成为一个基督徒，你喺世界上边所做嘅嘢亦都会改变。
And so therefore you can't.Reduce Christianity to a political program.
你唔可以将基督教咧去减到成为只系一个政治嘅一个
You can't spread Christianity through coercion.
你亦都唔能够去用强迫嘅方法去将呢个基督教咧去扩展。
Jesus says it doesn't work. That's a complete perversion of why I came here.
耶稣话唔系咁样做，我嚟唔系要咁样。
Well, mostly saying, well, how does it apply to me? I'm not, I don't believe the prosperity gospel, and you know, I understand that political thing you're saying.
咁好多人话啊，我唔系跟随呢啲咁嘅成功福音，我亦都唔系啊，我都明白你讲到呢个政治上嘅嘢。
And that might be true, but I want you to consider what I think many of us struggle with.
我都想你睇下我哋。挣扎紧嘅系乜嘢
？I think in some way or another, we all have this tendency. We say, "I'll serve you, God, as long as you do this or that for me."
因为好多人都会话啊，如果神你为我去做呢啲做呢啲嘢咧，我就会服侍你啦。
And when you think about that, you need to ask yourself, "What's on the other side of that if question? How do you fill the blank?"
咁你要問下自己，究竟你話如果嚇你點樣去另一方面係點樣咧
？Right, if as long as you do what you fill in the blank, that's your real God.
嗰個如果你做乜嘢乜嘢，呢啲乜嘢就係你真正你自己嗰個神。
If God, you give me the happy family, then I will follow you.
你話如果神你俾我一個開心嘅家庭咧，我就會跟隨你啦。
Lord, I'll be with you. I'll long for you if this happens.
你话啊，神啊，如果呢啲嘢发生嘅时候咧，我就会同你一齐，我会去同你一齐。
That's a conditional faith.
呢个就系带住一个条件嘅信心。
That's the condition that whatever is on the other side of that condition is your real God.
呢个咁嘅条件就系你自己真正嘅神。
That's the thing you're living for. It's not God you're living for. It's that other thing.
你唔係為神而活，而係為咗呢啲嘢要得到嘅嘢而活。
And Jesus makes absolutely clear here in John 6 that you can't do that. You can't use me like that. I won't put up with that.
耶穌喺《約翰福音》第六章呢度講得好清楚，就係話你唔可以咁樣去使用我，你唔可以利用我。
Jesus says, "I'm the Creator. You're the creature."
耶穌話我係嗰個創造主，你只不過係受造之物。
But of course, we know our problem is we attempted to think otherwise.
但係我哋唔係咁樣諗。
And our lives show it. They show it.
我哋嘅生命亦都係表現出嚟係咁樣。
You have to drop your conditions when you come to follow Jesus. He's an uncontrollable force. You can't control him.
當你嚟到去跟隨耶穌嘅時候，佢係唔能夠被你控制。你要將呢啲咁嘅條件咧都抌低。
Again, Jesus' miracles are never simply a display of power, right? It's not a naked display of power.
耶穌所行嘅神蹟唔係淨係要去表示佢嗰、那個。能力是怎样?
Obviously, the people that he fed in the wilderness were hungry. They needed food.
咁耶稣喺旷野里边去喂饱呢啲人，佢哋系肚饿，佢哋需要食物。
Jesus does minister to people through the miracles, right?
耶稣藉住佢嘅神迹，真系帮助人。
You know, if you're out at sea and there's a hurricane, a storm, you need to be saved. Jesus saves the disciples.
咁如果你喺曾經喺風暴上邊喺呢個海上邊船上邊嘅時候，你知道風暴係好可怕。耶穌係知道佢嘅門徒係需要被拯救。
But more often than not, we think life is like being on land rather than at sea.
但係好多時我哋諗我哋生命其實好似喺陸上邊，係陸地上邊，唔係喺海上邊。
We have a tendency as human beings to think that we see, you know, when we see someone suffering.We kind of think psychologically, oh, they must have contributed in some way to that.
咁我哋見到人受苦嘅時候，我哋都會好容易就諗話，佢哋一定係做咗啲唔好嘅嘢，以致佢而家受苦啦。
Right, those the troubles that they're struggling with, they must have done something to have made that happen.
佢哋而家有嘅麻煩，一定係因為佢哋做咗啲唔啱嘅嘢，以致佢而家咁樣。
You know what the mental health experts tell us? The psychologists, they say that's self-defense.That's why we think that it's self-defense.
你知唔知好多心理學家話呢個係咩意思咧？就係話佢哋係自我嘅去保護。
We see somebody else's life blow up, and we desperately want to believe that that won't happen to me because I'm smart, I'm savvy.
咁當我哋見到人哋嘅生命係一塌糊塗嘅時候，我哋就會話：啊，呢我一定唔會係咁樣，因為我好聰明，我好醒目，我唔會變成咁樣。
I'm competent. I do my due diligence. I avoid trouble.
我會嘗試，我能夠去想避開呢啲嘅麻煩，我唔會做錯嘅決定，我係好有能力嘅。
And it's a deep sense we feel that way because you know what we think life is a land journey, not a sea journey.
我哋心裏邊係咁樣諗，因為我哋以為生命咧就好似喺陸地上邊嘅一個旅程，唔係一個海上邊嘅旅程。
And the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, says you're wrong.
聖經話你係錯嘅。
Life is more like a sea journey, right?Because darkness is upon the face of the deep, says the scriptures.
聖經話生命咧，其實就好似喺海上邊嘅一個旅程，因為喺黑暗喺下邊喺深淵嘅裏邊係黑暗嘅。
You know that you're a fellow human being. There are storms in life always.
你都知道生命係充滿住好多唔同嘅風暴。
And they'll be out of your depth. You know that.
然後你就唔能夠控制，你知道嘅。
Let me just mention four to remind you, right? Bereavement, illness, relational betrayal, financial disaster. Just those four, just think about it.
我只是单单提了四样东西，譬如是你丧失之丧丧亲之痛，譬如是疾病，又或者是你关系上边被人是背叛，又或者是你经济上边有个大灾难。
It doesn't matter how hard you work, right? Of course you got to work hard.It doesn't matter though. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You're going to face those things.
无论你几努力工作，你几聪明都好，你都会面对呢四样嘢。
It doesn't matter who you know, right? Those good connections. It won't matter in those areas, right?
无论你认识边一个，同边个有好好嘅网络关系都好，你都要面对呢四样嘢。
You know that as a fellow human being, you can't avoid those things.
你唔可以避免去要去面对。
And they're going to happen, and you're going to be out at sea.And you're going to be struggling.
当这些发生的时候，你就好像在海上面，你是挣扎着。
Because life is not a land journey.
因为生命不是好像在陆地上面一个旅程。
It's more like the sea where there's darkness covering the face of the deep.
因為就好似我喺海上面嘅旅程，黑暗就係
覆蓋成個深淵。Coming into your life or have already happened that you are going to pull your hair out, you can't handle it.
換句話講就係話咧，生命上面呢啲嘢會發生嘅時候，你唔能夠去控制，唔能夠掌握。
And there will be no refuge in yourself or around you, right? It has to come from God.
而喺你裏邊或者你周圍咧冇呢個避難所，呢個避難所一定要由神嗰度嚟。
Did you notice what Jesus said when he reached the boat?
當耶穌去到呢個船上面，耶穌講乜嘢咧
？What did Jesus say when he reached the disciples in the storm?
當耶穌喺呢個風暴裏邊嚟到呢啲嘅門徒嘅時候，佢講乜嘢咧
？Does the text say Jesus saying, "You fools, why didn't you trust me?"
佢唔係話啊，你哋真係好蠢啊，點解你唔相信我啊
？No, he comes tenderly. He says, "It's me. Don't be afraid."
佢好温柔嘅嚟到話係我，你哋唔需要害怕。
That's why he's the wonderful counselor, right?
所以佢係呢位奇妙嘅策士。
You have to put both truths together, right? Jesus is an uncontrollable force on the one hand. You have to know that at the same time, there has to be a balance. He is tender, the wonderful counselor for you.
我哋要清楚呢两个真理，第一就系佢系一个唔能够被我哋控制嘅一个力量，呢个神。另一方面，佢系呢个奇妙嘅测试，佢系呢个温柔嘅奇妙测试。
And if you can put those things together, you can handle anything that comes your way.
如果你將呢兩樣嘢能夠係去清楚明白嘅時候，你就係能夠去面對要嚟要你生命上面嘅風暴。
Again, sometimes Jesus helps you in a storm; he takes it away. Sometimes.
有時佢會將呢個風暴攞走。
But other times, you got to go through it.You got to go through the storm, but He's with you.
但有時你要去經過呢個風暴，但係神喺耶穌基督同你一齊。
You know, in the Old Testament, there was a famous prophet. His name was Jonah.
咁喺舊約聖經，我哋都稱咗約拿一個先知。
And God tells him, Jonah, you need to go to Nineveh to preach.
神叫約拿去尼尼微去宣講。
You know what Jonah says initially? I don't want to go.
約拿開頭講咩咧？話我唔想去。
In fact, I'm going to get on a boat and go the opposite direction.
咁事實上，我要上一隻船去另一個方向。
You see, Jonah's getting away, far away from God. He thinks he can. He's getting far away from God, right? Gets on a boat with a bunch of sailors, leaves the opposite direction.
約拿上呢隻船同其他嘅水手一齊，佢以為可以躲避神，佢去向另一個方向去行走。
And of course, a storm pops up at sea.
咁呢個風暴啊嚟到啦。
And the storm is a storm that Jonah deserves because he's disobeyed the living God.
呢個風暴嚟到，因為約拿咧係唔信服神。
And the sailors are frantically trying to say, "What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're gonna die!"
咁船上嘅水手咁點樣咧？佢哋話啊，好驚啊！點解我哋就嚟死啦？我哋應該點做咧
？And Jonah finally wakes up and comes out and says, "I'm the cause of the storm. I deserve the punishment that's happening. Throw me overboard."
咁約拿喺船上面咧，突然間就瞓醒啦。咁佢上到嚟船就同啲水手講：我先至係呢個風暴嘅原因，你將我。从呢个船上面掉落水啦。
And those of you familiar with the Jonah story, you know that as the crew throw him over, the storm calmed and the sailors were saved.
咁呢啲船员咧，将佢掉落水之后咧，呢个风暴就消失咗，呢啲船员咧就安全。
But God also saves Jonah, right?
但系神咧，亦都救咗约拿。
And then Jesus says in the New Testament, remarkably, a greater Jonah is here.
耶稣基督在新约圣经他说在这里有一位比约拿更加大。 就係我。
I'm the ultimate Jonah.
我係嗰位終極嘅約拿。
I will take your sin penalty upon myself.
我會將你罪嘅刑罰去擺喺我自己身上。
Despite the brokenness that of creation that you have caused, I will pay down your debt for you.
纵使你做咗呢啲唔好嘢，但我会为你去付上呢个债。
You see, Jesus is the ultimate Jonah. He went to the cross and paid the sin penalty of those who trust in him.
耶稣基督系呢位终极嘅约拿，佢将佢走上十字架，去为咗你同我去付上呢个罪嘅代价。
And that gives you and I the peace as we are reconciled with God and others.
使好使我哋同神同埋其他人去复和，俾我哋有平安。
You know, I hope you see the significance of the miracles of Jesus.
我希望你睇到耶稣基督行嘅神迹嘅重要性。
And as the last two verses of our text, John 6 and verse 26, it tells us that verse 26 says, alerts us to not take this lightly.
第二十六节去俾我哋睇到，我哋唔可以好漫不经心嘅去睇呢啲嘅经文。
If you don't mind, if you could turn up verse 26 again.
我哋睇翻二十六节所讲。
Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
You see, Jesus is saying, you want to enter the feast, right? But to enter, you must suffer with me. Now,
耶稣话你想进入呢个筵席嘅时候，你而家又要同就要同我一齐去受苦。
You must pick up your cross and follow me.
你要背起你嘅十字架去跟随我。
Yes, your gift of faith is free.
你
But I call you to follow me.
你呢个信心系免费嘅，但系我呼召你要跟随我。
And then he closes the text, right? Verse 27. If you could shine up to 27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of God will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
由二十七节，他说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。因为人子是父神所印证的。
I think that verse doesn't need commentary, right? You know what he's saying.
你知道他所讲的是什么？
He's talking to fair weather followers.
他们讲的是要跟随耶稣基督的人。
What are you seeking?
你找什
么？ What are you doing with your life?
你的生命是在做什么呢？
Invest in what won't perish, he says.
佢話你要去投資喺嗰啲唔會朽壞嘅嘢上邊。
Where no moths, no rust, no thieves will come in to steal。
佢話冇賊可以嚟偷，冇蟲要嚟咬，佢亦都唔會受壞。
Seek that which is eternal。
去揾嗰一個係能夠存到永恆嘅。
Father, we thank you for the powerful message of your miracles and for the gospel writers.
天父，我哋感谢你留俾我哋嘅圣经呢个福音，你所记载嘅奇迹。
Father, New Year's is a time of reflection, a time to celebrate, moving from the old to the new.
天父，由旧嘅一年去到新嘅一年，系一个庆祝嘅时间，亦都系一个要去思考嘅时间。
You've seen fit in your providence to give us another day.
你在你的护理里面，你给我们有新的一天。
And help us not to delay then to practice repentance and faith.
叫我们不要去延迟去悔改去认罪。
We still are in the gospel age where the gospel can be proclaimed.
我们仍然在这个福音的时代，福音是能够被宣讲。
So、 Please, Lord, we pray that you touch hearts and lives today.
主啊，求你今日去触摸生命。
That we would treasure you and follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋会看你为宝贵，并且跟随耶稣基督。
We thank you that you rescue us from the storms of life.
我哋感谢你从我哋生命嘅风暴里边拯救我哋。
May we trust in you more and more.
愿我哋更加多嘅信靠你。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名而求，阿门。